I'm joined by Sandra Diorica. She is the Director of Public Services in Delhi Township. Sandra, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Hi there. How are you?
Very good. I guess when we're talking about human waste, this term sludge is certainly a nice way to describe it, huh?
Well, it's the usual term.
So I had Jeff Hall on the show a few weeks ago. He's the head of the group Delhi for Common Sense. He's opposed to this $5 million project to build a sludge dryer. The first thing we talked about was the idea that this dry sludge would be used as fuel, which, you know, he told me that has not been officially outlined. What is the plan for the use of the dried sludge right now?
The plan is to sell it to MSU to burn it in their power unit and provide power for MSU.
And do we, I mean, is that deal in place?
It is.
No kidding. So MSU has said we are going to buy this sludge and...
Yes.
So in terms of profitability, do you have any idea how much money the township would make from this project?
How much money the township would make from the project?
In terms of selling the sludge to MSU?
We are estimating between $10,000 to $20,000 per year.
You know, the main assertion that Jeff and his group, are you familiar with Jeff Hall and this group Delhi for Common Sense?
I'm familiar with Jeff Hall, yes.
And so his main assertion is that what he was told is that the township is going to save $36,900 in terms of transporting the sludge, which he explained is the reason for drying it, and that a $5 million investment, that basically means that it's 138 years to pay off the project. Is he in the realm of being correct here?
Not really. First of all, the point of this project is to turn a liability into an asset. And we actually have the incredible opportunity to do that with a $3 million grant. And we feel this project is really important to look out for the best interests of the members of our community and to protect their health in the future.
Right now, the sludge is used to fertilize farmland, right?
It is.
Is that going to still be the case once it's dried, or will it be used exclusively for fuel?
It will be exclusively for fuel.
No kidding. So no more fertilizing farmland. I guess is that not something that works right now? Aren't you cutting the farmers off?
Well, what's happening now is our ratepayers or our taxpayers are paying to give the sludge to farmers. And at the end of this project, they will be paid for the sludge. So we're turning the game around here with this project at a 50% off price tag.
So what is your view on Jeff and his group's move to put this up for a ballot vote? And their assertion is they've gotten 2,200 signatures and voters are really not behind this plan.
Well, as I understood it, the signatures meant that people wanted to be able to vote, and so they will be. They'll be able to vote on May 8th. And I guess my opinion of Jeff and the group is that I really don't think they understand fully what the project is and what it means, because it's a great project and it's a wonderful opportunity. And again, it will protect our future. Do you remember when, for example, it was okay for sewage to be discharged directly into ditches or streams or rivers or oceans? How about ocean dumping of sewage sludge or ocean dumping of garbage? I mean, these are all fairly contemporary issues for us. As well as spraying used oil on gravel roads for dust control or use of PCBs, DDT, dioxins.
Mm-hmm. Some bad.
Kids in elementary school used to play with drops of mercury. We used to have cigarette smokers in our midst and listen to cigarette smoking advertisements on TV.
Right. You're saying this is a step forward. It's kind of a new future we're heading into. It certainly is inspiring. I'm talking to Sandra Diorica. She's the Director of Public Services in Delhi,
uh-huh.
in Delhi Township. Now, in terms of the funding that you're talking about, the grant money, that's coming from the state. Is that right?
It is. It's through the state, and I think it originated from the federal government.
One thing Jeff mentioned on the show is he said that right now legislation at the Capitol is being considered that could actually have the state covering the entire cost of the project if you wait a few years. Is that something you're aware of?
That is something that's not true. I did investigate that, of course. The reason that we're bringing this project forward now is because of the 50% off price tag. If there were a chance of 100% off, you bet we would want to take advantage of that.
Is he right that the project would raise sewer rates for township residents by $1.20 a month?
He is right, yes. We need to guarantee the revenue. To pay the bond.
Considering that, I guess the township originally was going to just move ahead with the plan without a vote. Do you agree that a vote is appropriate considering the rate increase?
If people want to vote, I'm just tickled pink that they get to vote. But normally, projects like this are not brought to a vote. For example, we've just finished putting online a $10 million project at our POTW to upgrade our digestion system. That was not brought to a vote.
Finally, Jeff said that the Department of Public Services plans to move ahead to institute other measures that increase revenue, and he said that it's not being discussed right now. Is the department considering more ways to bring in more money?
Well, not at this time. What we're looking at in terms of any prudent public utility is looking at what our fund balance is, what our rates are, how much infrastructure we need to plan for maintenance of, and looking at our rates and making sure they're appropriate.
So the entire project, then, to dry the sludge, is it basically a money-making opportunity other than the environmental plus that comes along with it?
No, first and foremost, the reason we have wastewater treatment plants in our country is to protect us. It's to protect the environment, the water, the land, from human waste.
Right, but
that is the purpose of wastewater treatment plants.
The sludge is already being used now, right? I mean, this next step of drying it, though, the point of that is to bring in more revenue into the township?
Well, that's a plus of this project. Typically, in a public utility, especially in wastewater treatment, there's no ever a payback. It's like any other public utility, like roads, like fire, like police. No one makes money from fire, police, or roads, or wastewater plants. That's why we have to pay a sewer bill. But this project is particularly exciting because we can realize revenue from it.
What happens if voters vote this measure down on May 8th?
Then we lose the $3 million grant, and we have expended roughly $500,000 thus far for the engineering and design, and we'll have to raise the rates 20 cents a month just to cover that debt that we've already, not debt, but to cover the money we've already expended that will now be for naught.
There's no alternative plan to move ahead with the project?
No.
And what efforts is the township making then to inform residents and avoid the proposal from being voted down?
We're just trying to provide as much information as we can. If you go to www.delhitownship.com, we have a website or page on our website that's dedicated to this project. We also have a video up there, and you can get it through youtube.com. If you just type in solar sludge dryer, there's a video there that shows what a solar sludge dryer is. There's also a PowerPoint presentation that steps through all the pertinent facts for this project. It does puts forward, you know, the cost, mm-hmm. the savings, particular things like how much operation and maintenance savings we will realize through this project, how much revenue we'll realize through the project, what other opportunities there are out there. For example, we could, in a the spirit of sharing, mm-hmm. intergovernmental sharing, we could take in other municipalities' dewatered sludge and charge them less than a landfill does, so they would win by getting less fee, and then we dry it and sell it, and that would add to our revenue.
It's coming up for a vote on May 8th. Sandra Diorca, Delhi Township Director of Public Services. Sandra, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
You're welcome.